At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, massive breaking news. Our message is reaching the public, meaning Trump's approval rating is rapidly declining. And you know, there was a moment a few months back where my naive ass thought that Trump was going to take office and just coast off the economic success of the Biden administration. Because when Biden took office, the economy was in a rocky spot due to COVID. But when he left, we had stuck the soft landing. Unemployment was down. Inflation was down. Jerome Powell had kept a steady hand, and other countries were investing in the U.S. at a historic rate. Now, Trump took office, and again, I was worried that he would do what he did his first term. He took office and immediately claimed that Obama's economic work was his. He said that they were his accomplishments. Classic white man taking credit for the black man's work. But in all seriousness, when he took office again, I was thinking Trump is immediately going to go play golf, and he's just going to say that Biden's economy was his economy. But he didn't do that. He did the exact opposite. He declared economic war on the rest of the planet. And he lost. He's lost over the past 100 days. And that's why Bret Baier looks like a zombie in this image. Bret Baier was forced to report on Trump's rapidly declining approval rating. And look at this. He looks like he either just smoked a blunt, he looks like he didn't sleep all night, or he looks like he's mid-divorce. I would be too if I had spent the last 2 years defending Trump's tariff policy, only to realize that Trump didn't even know what he was doing the entire time. I mean, think about this. MAGA supporters have had to defend Trump's tariffs throughout all of these different plans without even one coherent goal. Usually you have a goal of like reshoring manufacturing or bringing in more revenue or negotiating, but Trump has simultaneously held three or four different goals, meaning there's no coherent end plan, and you just get lost in the noise. So in one breath, they'll say they're reshoring manufacturing, and the next breath, they'll say that actually they just want to raise tariff revenue, but these two things inherently contradict, and that's why Americans are beginning to feel a lot of economic pressure. Let's break down the original poll, then we'll break down the Bret Baier clip where he looks kind of dead inside. This says, Fox News poll, the first 100 days of President Trump's second term. And the thing is, most of the numbers are bad, but they cherry-picked the one decent number and put it in the subtext. It says 82% are extremely concerned about inflation, down from 89% in January. First of all, how are less people worried about inflation? It's obviously the Republican voter base gaining more economic confidence as Trump takes office. But this says, as Donald Trump approaches his 100th day of his second term, a Fox News survey finds voters pleased with the job he's doing on border security, but displeased with most other issues, including inflation. Again, this is Fox News. And I know that Fox News's punditry is often pretty vile, but Fox News is known for having a pretty solid polling section. I'm not even lying. Fox News is known for having pretty decent polling despite their insane punditry. So voters are pleased with what he's doing on border security, but displeased with other issues. Now, with the Armando Abrego case, we'll see how this updates, but Trump receives his best marks on border security as 55% approve. That's still kind of low, honestly, for the dude that ran solely on immigration. I mean, it's too high, but it's still a little bit low. That's the only issue where his ratings are in positive territory. On immigration, a record high of 47% approve of Trump, less than 50, 48% disapprove, while a new low of 38% approve of the economy. Damn, Trump's economic approval rating is tanking. Obviously, because of the tariffs. There's no other explanation. His worst ratings are on inflation, 33% approve, 59% disapprove, followed by tariffs, 33% approve, 58% disapprove. Foreign policy is low, 40% to 54%. Taxes, 38% to 53%. And guns are 41% to 44%. That's not as controversial as something like inflation or tariff. So what I want you to notice with this chart, I mean, we could break down a lot with this chart, but my immediate reaction is looking at the yellow lines, the disapproval rating. As you get farther down the chart and talk more about economic issues, like right here it says the economy, then taxes, then tariffs, then inflation. The bottom four, he gets increasingly unpopular. He's incredibly unpopular when it comes to people's wallets. And what do we know? Biden lost, in my opinion, mainly because inflation felt worldwide was blamed on him in particular. So people vote with their wallets. It's just a fact. And a little bit of combination of racism and propaganda and all of these things, of course. Overall approval of Trump's job performance comes in at 44%, down 5 points from 49% in March. That's lower than the approval of Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bush, and a bunch of other presidents at this point in their presidency, which is the 100-day mark. And you know, and if I can just go off about tariffs for 1 second, Trump's view of how the world works is so incredibly infantile, it almost hurts my head. This dude thinks that you have to start a global trade war to get a South Korean diplomat to just come negotiate with the United States. That's not how it works. South Korea is more than happy to come negotiate with the United States without putting an effing gun to their head. The same with Canada. You don't have to put a gun to Canada's head to get a Canadian diplomat to come talk to an incoming U.S. administration. That makes sense, right? Like, you can, the U.S. has a lot of power. It has a lot of leverage. We are very respected on the global stage, or we were very respected on the global stage. Therefore, Biden had no problem getting any diplomats to come to him. He didn't need to start a trade war. It's insane. Some 59% of voters are unhappy with how things are going in the country. That's an improvement since the end of former President Biden's term, 68% dissatisfied, but worse than 4 years ago at the beginning of Biden's term. Now, I know that Biden's economy was far from perfect, but I do think by the end of his term, a lot of people just did have a bad taste in their mouth due to right-wing propaganda, due to Biden's age on stage during the debates, and due to inflation being cumulative over the past 4 years. A lot of people expect deflation, meaning prices go down, but as inflation begins to accumulate, continues to compound, people really begin to feel it. And a combination of that, the economy, Biden's age, and Kamala Harris having a 100-day campaign to prove herself, I think combined all to leave a bad taste in voters' mouth when it comes to the Democratic Party. But now is our time to regain power. That's what we've been doing. The resistance has been building. And I think that Trump and Republicans are leaving a perfect opening. Watch this clip of Bret Baier looking just dead inside.
If you look at our new Fox News poll at 100 days job approval compared to other presidents, there you see the president at 44%, and you see his first term at 45% at this mark, the 100-day mark. We have other new polls that are revealing some concerns about the economy. Let's talk about that.
Some concerns about the economy. And the funny thing is, part of the reason Bret Baier looks so depressed is likely because he knows Trump is watching. I mean, look at him. He knows Trump is watching and Trump's going to be mad. And guess what? Trump was mad. Grandpa Don immediately went off. He said, Rupert Murdoch has told me for years that he is going to get rid of his Fox News, Trump-hating, fake pollster, but he has never done so. This pollster has gotten me and MAGA wrong for years. And while he's at it, he should start making changes at the China-loving Wall Street Journal. It sucks, dude. The average president begging, pleading the owner of a news station to just change the way he does his news to curtail the president of the United States. This dude is whining like he's a random schizophrenic grandpa, yet he is the president of the United States. People get mad when I use the word schizophrenic. I don't mean it to demean. How else am I supposed to describe Trump's tweets? Like, holy shit. His tweets are wild. Voters remain gloomy about the economy, as 71% rate economic conditions negatively and 55% say it's getting worse for their family. I don't want this. Nobody wants economic conditions to be getting worse, but dude, Trump ran on it. I don't want anybody to suffer. That is never what I want, but I do want people to face the consequences of their own vote. So when you roll the die and you vote for an orange maniac who's shown that he's unpredictable, I think that there needs to be some sort of consequences so that it deters you from future behavior like that. That's my take. Let me know what you all think in the comment section below. I'm really curious. I'll see you all in the next video. Drop a like, subscribe. Love you all, and peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.